Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we'll be talking to Rory Jensen of Salinas, California. She's going to share her story of following God's financial principles and becoming a partner with Crown in our mission. It's an exciting story and one I hope you stay tuned for. I've had the privilege over these last several years to introduce you to two of my four boys. You've met John Christian Bentley and Luke David Bentley. Those are my two youngest. And my number two son is in the studio with us today. This is Todd Wagner Bentley. Welcome to Money Life.
Thanks, Dad.
I don't often have many people say, thanks, Dad. It's great to have you, Todd. You volunteered to join the U.S. Army right out of college, Todd. What motivated you to do that?
Well, it's something that I had thought about since I was very little, and I knew I wasn't getting any younger. And I always had a sense of patriotism, duty, and obligation, besides wanting to do something exciting. So I'm proud to serve.
Well, Todd, I'm very proud of you to serve. And I know many of our listeners today have family in the military, whether it's children or spouses, people who we hear from with their family members who are deployed today. But right now you're in training. Give us a little bit of an idea of what program you're in and what you've been doing.
Well, I joined the Army on an 18 X-ray contract and went to infantry basic training and qualified as 11 Bravo MOS, and then went on to airborne school. And then I was at Fort Bragg training with the Special Forces, but I was dropped due to my hearing damage because I have a permanent H2 hearing profile. And now I'm reclassing as a 68 Whiskey, which is a combat medic.
Well, that's the first time we've talked about whiskey on our program today, Todd, and I know all of the military people out there will know exactly what you're talking about. Todd, what's your dream? What's your goal in the military?
Well, my goal is to get as much medical training as I can and just serve our nation, because we definitely have enemies that need to be dealt with, and I feel like I'm in a position to be a protector right now.
And Todd, you chose to be trained in the field of medicine. Why is that of interest to you?
Well, I have a background in resource management from the University of Georgia, and I think coupled with some medicine, I'd like to take those two things to a developing country someday and be able to serve medically and in resource management.
Now, what's your next step, Todd? We got just a second. What's your next step?
I'll be at Fort Sam Houston to attend combat medic school for 4 months.
Well, I'm very proud of you, son, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Dad.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Rory Jensen.
Handling money God's way can be filled with challenges, and many questions can come up along the way. Wouldn't you like to have someone you can turn to when you're not sure what to do next? Well, you do. A Money Map coach from Crown Financial Ministries. Money Map coaches work one-on-one with you to develop a spending plan, get out of debt, and practically apply other biblical principles of stewardship to your everyday finances. Your coach will be with you each step of the way to help you make healthy, long-term improvements in your finances. Money Map coaching is available in person in many areas and everywhere online. Either way, you'll get personal attention that's confidential and free. To find out what's offered in your area or to become a Money Map coach yourself, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. Get connected with a Crown Money Map coach today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Rory Jensen of Salinas, California. Rory and her husband, Paul, are financial partners with Crown and deeply involved in our mission. And like so many others, they felt the pinch of this recession, having seen a 40% cut in pay over the last couple of years. But they've also been able to weather the storm and to help others by teaching God's financial principles in their home and through their local church. Rory commented in an email to me a few weeks back that she was feeling helpless about what difference a stay-at-home mom can actually make in our country's situation right now, until God reminded her, Rory, you are making a difference. And Rory, I think our listeners will be encouraged by your story today. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how long have you been a financial partner with Crown?
Probably more than 10 years, 10, 15 years.
And how did you first get introduced to us, and what caused you to want to be a financial partner?
You know, we're not exactly, Paul and I were talking about it, and we're not exactly sure when we first heard of Crown. Actually, it was Financial Concepts and Larry Burkett. So it's been a while. And we started supporting Crown even before we actually started applying the principle. So it's been quite a while.
Well, I know, Roy, that today you're a stay-at-home mom, and you were praying and discussing with the Lord why you're not able to make a greater difference than you are today and wanting to make a greater difference. But tell us what the Lord brought to your mind just recently about participating with us in our mission around the world.
Well, I was out in my studio listening to a podcast and about a single mom and just how she turned her finances around, and how when you had gone to Switzerland and how that was just being really instrumental in the Lord's work. Even though I'm a stay-at-home mom, that it is making a big difference with our small financial support.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Rory, and I'm so glad that you're able to see that, because I see it on the other side every day when we serve people, when we're able to help them, when we see the testimonies coming in literally from all over the world, that it's made possible by people like you and Paul who faithfully give in order to share the gospel. And I just wanted to thank you and to tell you how much I appreciated your encouragement by writing me and sharing that with me.
You're welcome.
I know you and Paul have practiced God's financial principles in your own life. Did that begin 10 years ago as well?
No, it didn't. We started teaching the class probably 6 or 7 years ago, and then we thought, gosh, this is great. And so then we became co-leaders, and then since then we've probably facilitated the class maybe 5 or 6 times. And it's just been a real blessing to be able to look to see what God has said about money and just how He owns everything. And that's just been really key in our life. And with Paul being self-employed, it's really made a huge difference in this recession that we're all going through.
Well, I know that California has been really hard hit, Rory. Were you and Paul prepared for the changes that you've been had to go through?
We were prepared in the sense that I was using an envelope system. I had figured out for property tax and insurance and vacation and all that. So I would take the amount that Paul was paying himself, and I would divide that up into different envelopes. So when the recession hit, our business took a cut of about 40%. So that just meant that we, you know, didn't continue to save for all the non-essentials, the Christmas gifts and all that, but we still continued to put in the envelopes of the things that were the non-negotiables for the property tax and insurance and all of that. So in that sense, yes, it has been, you know, impactful.
So you live according to an envelope system in your budgeting, and you simply change the amounts that went into every one of the envelopes?
We just didn't fund those other envelopes. I just made sure that, you know, we had the $500 a month or whatever it was for the certain, for the other envelopes. And the other envelopes, the non-negotiables, did get funded, but everything else just didn't get funded.
Rory, I recently read a Barna survey that said 48% of all Americans are going to decrease their giving to not-for-profits in 2010. Are you and Paul among those, or are you going a different direction?
No, we're going a different direction, because everything that we have, the business that we do have coming in now, and our home and everything that we have is because of the Lord. I mean, we're completely debt-free, the business and our home, except for our mortgage. And so we realized it's not of our own doing. Yes, we're creative and talented, but it's not of our own doing that we have all of these gifts and these blessings. They're because of the Lord. So we need to give, continue to give to Him first. And honestly, I've mentioned to Paul a couple times, well, can't we just not give to some of these other organizations? And he's like, no, we have to do the sacrificial giving. And so we've continued, even throughout all of this, we've been continuing to give to the church and to the other organizations that we have chosen to support.
Wow. Well, I know that the Lord led you to start another business, not to join Paul and his company, but mm-hmm. to start your own. What did you start, Rory?
Well, I started a company called Rogen Designs, and I'm a quilter, and I'm making scarves out of recycled wool and making some other products and making some quilts. And we have two boys. One is away at college, and I wanted to find some way to use my skills and my abilities to add to the family income. So if I can earn, if I can make a little bit of extra money and help pay for the rent for our son down at San Diego State, then that would be great. So I've started this little side business.
So you're using that money to help out with the children's education, right?
Correct, yes.
And how's your business doing, Roy?
It's doing good. I've sold a few scarves, and I think I just need to really budget my time and just make sure that I stay out here. In fact, I was out here this morning working on it and, working on the scarves and just being disciplined to come out here and not let other things get in my way.
And, Roy, I missed the name of your business, and feel free to give your website.
It is Rogen Designs, Rogen Designs, Rogen Designs. And I actually don't have a website yet, but I am in the process of setting up a Etsy shop by the same name.
Well, I also know that it's a real priority for you to teach your children to live by God's financial principles. And we got to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about what you've passed on to your two sons. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Rory Jensen.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area. Or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is Rory Jensen of Salinas, California. Rory and her husband, Paul, are longtime financial partners with Crown Financial Ministries. You not only financially support this organization to allow us to spread God's truth around the world, but you also teach classes, and more importantly, you apply this truth in your own life. Rory, when you were, before we took a break, Rory, you were telling me about your two sons. Have you taught them to live by God's financial principles? And if so, what did you do?
We have tried as much as possible. When we're actually teaching it, we're thinking, gosh, are they really even listening? And early on, I had heard of Mary Hunt, and she has a program called Debt Proof Your Children, or Debt Proof Your Kids. And we applied those principles of just figuring out how much we spent on our children and then giving them money, and then they had to divide everything up into different envelopes also. They had to do tithe 10%, long-term save, short-term save. And so we were very fortunate in that they never really came to us and said, Mom, can I borrow $10? Mom, I want to go to the movies. They knew that if they wanted to go do anything or if they needed to buy gifts for anybody, it was their responsibility to do that and to take care of that out of their own funds.
And what age did you start teaching them these things?
Probably around 11, 12 years old.
Okay, and how old are they today?
Zach is 21 and Bryce is 18.
So they've got at least 10 years of training under their belt. Have you seen them put these financial principles into practice?
Yeah, I homeschooled the boys from kindergarten through eighth grade. So when it came time for Zach to go to high school, he had to go out and buy his own school clothes. So he realized that he could go to an outlet store and get twice as many sweatshirts as that year's name brand. So he's done that. And then just the boys have been real good about going to the grocery store. Like Zach called one day and said, Mom, you'd be so proud of me. I saved, 30%. I spent $70 and got $100 worth of groceries. So that just was really great. And Bryce now is just really good about not always going out and buying different things. And he does go out with friends, but they're just very conscious of how much they're spending.
Well, that is such a huge encouragement to so many people listening today, because when that situation is inverted, you have a real problem of just trying to keep up with all the financial demands of your children. So
right.
Congratulations, Rory.
Thank
That's
you.
Outstanding. Now, I know there's been a lot of financial pain in California, particularly in regard to housing, in regard to employment. But you've made a decision that you want to serve people during this time. Tell us what you're doing to help people at your church.
We have decided to continue to teach, to facilitate Crown, and we'll start that again in the fall. I just really felt like we have been out of it for about a year and a half, and I just really felt like when I was listening to the podcast, the Lord just saying, you need to teach my principles again. You need to teach this class again. So we will be doing that. And it's just been a great encouragement. It's been life-changing for us. And I know that it's really affected other people that we've taught. And we just need to continue on with that.
Well, have you seen this material make a difference in other people's lives, Rory? What difference have you seen it make when they actually not only learn it from the studies, but begin to apply it the way you and Paul have?
I think it helps people to be really conscious of what they're spending and what they're spending it on. I know that when a couple people said that, gosh, when they really had to write things down and be held accountable for that, that was huge for them. And there was another couple who actually are co-leaders. He just mentioned to me a little while ago that they were doing two incomes. His wife got pregnant, and she was coming home. And while they were on the two incomes, they really were saving hers and just really learning how to live on, trying to live on one income instead of spending everything that they earned.
Well, Roy, right now, many people who are listening maybe aren't aware that they can get involved at the level that you and Paul have. Both as facilitators, teachers of our materials in their local church, and as financial partners. What encouragement would you give them from your perspective, from going through this recession and continuing to give and continuing to serve other people? What advice would you give those who maybe aren't involved at that level right now?
I would just really encourage you to take that step and overcome your fear of having to be accountable for your, for your finances and for what you're spending. And just take a class. And then once you take a class, then you can become a co-leader, and then just be able to start teaching the class. It's very easy. It's very rewarding. And for us, it really keeps us in God's principles. I was just telling Paul that lately I've just felt like we've just been kind of slacking off and not putting God's principles at the forefront of our minds. And then just being a financial partner, I just have our pledge just taken out monthly from our checking account. I don't really even have to think about it. But when I hear the podcast, it's just a real blessing and a real encouragement that, gosh, what I am doing is making a huge difference for the Lord's kingdom.
Well, it is making a difference, Rory, and I want to thank you for your boldness to be willing to share that, and also for your heart to teach these things to other people, especially during this time when they're so necessary. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being our partner.
Thanks so much. Thanks for all that you do for all of us to, just to further God's kingdom.
Well, it's our pleasure, Roy. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Has your child outgrown a piggy bank but not yet ready for a credit card? Well, there's something in between, a practical tool for anyone that you can use to teach teenagers and college students how to handle money wisely before they face greater financial decisions. It's the Cash Organizer from Crown Financial Ministries. The Cash Organizer is a durable, expanding file that's not much bigger than a checkbook. It's designed to create a convenient way to practice envelope budgeting, the proven way to keep from spending more than you make. With the Cash Organizer, when an envelope is empty, you can't spend any more money until you earn more money. It'll not only help your teenager or college student take control of their cash, but will also develop money management habits that'll prepare them for a lifetime. You can order the Cash Organizer online at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, listening to Rory is just one of those encouraging interviews because she's an everyday person with an everyday situation, and they are taking steps of faith to be not only good stewards with their resources, but also using those resources to help God's kingdom.
Well, I would say you're right in one sense that she's an everyday person, but she's remarkable in that she is faithful. Mm. And you heard in her testimony that she's been faithful for a number of years, not only to apply the truth in her own life, to live it out, but to teach others and her children. Mm-hmm. So it's obvious to me that she takes this very, very seriously. And I was just deeply encouraged, Dave, by the way she was able to articulate that they made simple adjustments to a 40% decrease in their mm-hmm. income and have moved forward. Yeah. So I just really appreciated her being willing to come on and share that story with us. She also talked a lot about the biblical financial study that Crown produces, mm-hmm. and she actually was invited to join one years ago, and it changed their life forever. And Rory not only learned God's financial principles, but she put them into practice in her own family and then began teaching them to her children and now continues to teach them in her church. And I know right now there's such a huge need right now for volunteers to teach this message within your own church, within your own family, at your own place of business. People who have taken the study say that they're paying off more debt. They're becoming consistent savers. They're becoming more generous in their giving. They're becoming smarter shoppers. And more importantly, they say they're becoming closer to Christ. Mm. And that could be your testimony. If you're listening today, I want to encourage you to join a Crown Biblical Financial Study in your area and then commit to start one in your church or community. And you can learn all about it by going to crown.org.
Well, Chuck, we have probably, at least in our family, it is the most significant holiday of the entire calendar year. It even eclipses Christmas. And what is that holiday?
Well, Easter is coming up, Dave, and it is the most significant holiday in the history of mankind. And we'd like you, our listeners, to have something that you can use to help share this incredible message of Easter with someone else. It's called Lifted Up. It's one of the remarkable short films in our God Provides series. For a gift of any amount this month, we'll send you as a thank you gift the Lifted Up DVD and its companion guide. This will allow us to continue ministering through this broadcast and to families around the world. And I look forward to receiving your help.
Well, once again, you can receive the Lifted Up DVD and companion study guide as our thank you for a gift of any amount to Crown this month. Now, you can receive Lifted Up and the study guide by going to crown.org and scrolling down, then clicking on the Lifted Up banner. Or you can call us at 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976.
And I do hope that we'll hear from you. This is a time of year when we really need your help.
Well, for Chuck and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life. We'll see you next time.